It's the Score with Equifax Fantasy Show. I'm Matt Moore with the legendary DJ Shockley. And it is week 11 in the NFL.
Week 11, and I'm up, what, 9 weeks to two or something like that? What
is it? I think 8 to 3. I think we'll, as we'll see in a second, we are going to determine. I think I'm going to go ahead and admit that you are a much better fantasy football player than I am. Because I'm getting smoked.
This is the first couple times I've played fantasy, so it's kind of interesting that I'm having so much success, and I'm really loving it. I really love the success I'm having against you, Matt Moore.
Yeah, speaking of success, they scored the Equifax fantasy game, equifax.com/fantasy. As I recall, I was thinking before we came in, I think you had a pretty good week, as I recall, from some of the picks you made.
I did, and you guys definitely helped me with my picks. So kudos to you guys for helping me get back in my Score with Equifax zone. So I'm scoring some points. I'm starting to catch up with Finn and Mud Duck, but they had a good week as well. So
all right, who you got this week?
This week, it's all LM.
I like it.
All birds. I'm going Matt Ryan, Steven Jackson, Julio, Roddy, Matt Bryant, and the Falcons D. Carolina's getting no love from me this week, and I like all the birds this week.
You can play against TJ Shockley, equifax.com/fantasy. They give prizes away each week. If you haven't started yet, kind of sign up, start playing week 11, see if you can beat Shock, beat Todd McClure, beat
Probably
Brian
not.
Finneran.
Probably not.
And you might win an autographed prize, autographed jersey, autographed football or something.
I like that. All
right, now let's get to the scores. Nicole Johnson is with us today. She's going to tell us how bad I lost. Nicole?
Okay, Matt, you're being a little hard on yourself. The scores are actually... Okay, DJ, yeah, of course you got the win again. But Matt had some pretty solid picks, starting with QB, with Aaron Rodgers throwing
six touchdowns usually wins for you.
Got you 37 points, Matt, so you should be happy about that pick. Of course, your typical going against the Jags pick, DeMarco Murray, he got you 14 points, another pretty solid pick. Here's what you, where you went wrong. Antonio Brown only had 3 points for you.
He
kind of
every
a dud.
Other week this year.
Except for that one. Nice.
Julius Thomas, 18 points, of course, against the Raiders.
That's a good week.
That is a good week.
And then here's your last pick that kind of went wrong with Steelers. They only got 6 points. Mm. That actually was a surprise to me going against the Jets, but made you a total of 78 points.
That's decent. That's pretty good. 78 usually wins, I tell you. What us?
Unfortunately, it did not today.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty high
points. Winner chicken dinner time now, Nicole.
All right, DJ,
yeah,
here's
baby.
Your spotlight.
Talk to me.
QB Peyton Manning with 5 touchdowns.
Woo!
He got you 30 points.
Talk to me.
Le'Veon Bell, he wasn't such a hot pick for you. Only 6 points
that's
in right. running back.
It's okay.
Your wide receiver, Dez Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
28 points. That's pretty solid.
Big in London.
Yeah.
He had a good time in London.
Yes, he did. And Jimmy Graham also had a good time. 19
Ballin'.
Points.
Balling.
And this is where you just really raked in the points. Wow. Arizona Cardinals, 27 points.
Crushed it.
For a defense. Mm. That's insane. So you had a total of 110 points. So sorry, Matt. It was a loss. But you know what? Those are some pretty solid picks this week.
Yeah, it was respectable. You just crushed. You had great picks.
You know, sometimes you feel good about picks. Sometimes you feel all right. Last week, I feel awesome. Nicole, thank you for those great picks. Or at least telling the wins and losses. So I love that.
All right, who's your quarterback? Watch what I do. You're going to see a pattern on what
okay.
I do with my picks.
You we'll see
first.
What happens. This week, my quarterback is Tom Brady. Versus the Colts, Brady's been lights out for the last 3-4 weeks.
Sunday
I don't really
niner?
Know.
Sunday
niner? He's been killing. Yeah. He's been killing. Then my running back, I'm going with the man from Alabama, Eddie Lacy, going against the Eagles.
I'm going to admit that you are a good pick.
Thank
so
you.
I'm going to pick all the players that you picked last week.
No way.
So I'm going Peyton Manning
no
against the Rams and Le'Veon Bell against the Titans. Who's your wide receiver?
This dude is taking out my fish. Can you believe that? Yeah, okay, then I'm going to go with Jordy Nelson as my wideout. Jordy's been balling. Aaron Rodgers, come on. And then Antonio Gates versus the Oakland Raiders.
Now, Dez Bryant was on a bye, so I did have to go get a wide receiver. I'm going with Megatron
you
against...
You could have took Dez Bryant. I wouldn't have objected to it.
Megatron against the Cardinals, and I'm going Jimmy Graham against the Bengals. Who's your defense?
My defense, I'm going with the Buffalo Bills versus Miami. It's in Miami, but... Buffalo is a good defense, man.
Not bad defense at all. I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals. Do you hope they give me like 80 points like they
I
got
hope
you
not.
Last week?
Hope not. Hope they get scored on a lot.
All right. Well, good luck week 11. Hope the Falcons continue the streak and
Absolutely.
Hope I get on a new streak.
No, we don't want that.
On fantasy football against Shock. And good luck against Mud Duck and Finneran and
I
the Equifax, score of the Equifax fantasy.
I need that. Did you guys check to their cheating or not, Mud Duck and Finn. You guys got to check on that for me.
Please check on that and play against Shock at Equifax.com/Falcons. Nicole Johnson, DJ Shockley, I'm Matt Moore. We'll see you next week on the Score with Equifax Fantasy Show.